and multitask.
Dean Kuromarchenko just said we win because we work harder. Is it that simple? Has that been a big part of it here the last two nights?
Yeah, I think they take a lot of pride in their work ethic, and especially our start tonight, especially after the other night's start. We started right, we started hard. That's a really good hockey team that we played tonight, and we are too, and I think he's 100%. If we work as hard as we did tonight, we give ourselves a chance.
And the team doesn't seem to get down on itself in a situation where they don't score on the long power play, for example. They seem to just stick with it no matter what the situation.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about that the other night. There was no panic. And again, tonight in the third period, you know, we were down for a long time and the guys didn't panic. And you're right. I mean, could have got frustrated not scoring on a 4-minute power play. We had some good looks. I think Banker hit the crossbar there. And so, yeah, the guys are certainly that the group is learning every night, you know, how to be resilient and bring that work ethic to the table.
This is kind of like a history lesson for you all the time, with being your first year here with the Blue Jackets. Do you have any idea how long it had been since this team had won 3 games in a row? Close to 1,000.
I don't care.
Yeah, 988.
It don't matter.
To be exact. Well, so what I'm getting at here is this a young, we've said this is a young team for a couple of years. When you have games like these last two, and they have to keep fighting, they have to come back and work, like you said, and then it goes right and they win. Do you feel a team like this kind of grow from games like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think I think you can take, you know, learning situations from both ways. Obviously, we've had not success out on the road there, and you know, I don't know how many in a row we lost there, and we had a lot of learning experiences. But to flip and get, you know, rewarded for doing some of the things, because we were getting all the same chances we were getting the last, you know, few games. We were getting it out there. We just didn't score, and we weren't getting results. And so, yeah, I think it's, you know, you just try to stay as even keel as we can and bring the same type of game every night is a positive thing.
In the first period, your team is up 2-1 during the TV timeout. You had everybody over around you. What were you trying to say to the team at that point?
just to reinforce what we talked about in our pre-scout is that if we don't reload back to our zone, they're going to continually get odd man rush and chances, and they're going to score. And that was the focus of it, is that you just saw it 40 minutes ago or whatever it was, half hour ago, you just seen what and how they score goals and how much pressure and how aggressive they go, and we weren't reloading, we weren't coming back hard. And if we stayed on the right side of them, then they're still going to get some chances, but they're not going to get those clear cut 3-on-1s, 3-on-2s, what have you. So it was just a reinforcement and a reminder of how we needed to play tonight.
And Dante Ferraro said that it has been since he's played as much as he did. Are you starting to really gain appreciation for what he can bring to your team?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously Don and his group went out and got a guy that could stabilize our back end. Every night he does the same things. He's a pro. You know, he just goes about his business and eats minutes and, you know, is a sound, really sound hockey player. So, yeah, am I gaining more? We knew and had a really good scout in Scott Ford, who's seen him up close. So we knew what he could bring to the table, and he's done that. He's a pro.
After Marchenko scores to tie that one up, the energy in the building just skyrockets. I'm wondering, you know, I know you're focused on the game, but are you able to kind of feel the energy in the building?
They're chanting again.
Yeah.
Was it something different again?
No, same thing.
Same thing. But I thought they were saying something about Pittsburgh that one. You guys told me that, huh?
I don't think they say it every time.
Oh, no. It's not a standard chant.
Maybe they should.
Listen, our crowd is fantastic. And I knew coming in, and not only from being here, but then listening to people talk and our energy level. You know what? It's one thing for a crowd to get jacked when the team plays well or does something, but it's another level for the crowd to excite the team. And I think it's a relationship that the group has, and I think in particular this team, I think they appreciate how hard they're playing every night, and they're giving us energy each and every night. It's fantastic.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dean. We're off tomorrow.
Yeah, day off.